This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, story here from the Seattle Times. Boeing's engine fuel control switches, now the center of the investigation into the fatal Air India crash in June, have been scrutinized before. The FAA warned in December of 2018 that it had received reports that those switches designed to shut down the aircraft's engines were installed with the locking feature disengaged. Without the lock, it would be easier for pilots to accidentally move the switches and inadvertently cut power to the engines. That's what they say now happened on Air India last month. Commander Jesse Reed, good friend of the program, joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Commander, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Why would these switches be right in the middle of the console on an airplane?
So that's a common design feature for all airliners, is you have between the two pilots, you have the throttle quadrant there, and then right behind the throttles, you have the switches. Now, they're there for a couple of reasons, because the only times other than starting and shutting down an engine at the beginning and ending of a flight, they're there for some very rare but important emergencies. You need to be able to flip those switches to basically execute the emergency procedure. And that's kind of the best place you can put them that's easily accessible to a pilot.
But Jesse, God, we have so many questions. Yeah. Real quick, at takeoff, when you and a co-pilot are both in that cockpit at takeoff, you are paying attention. Both pilots are paying attention. And we know that the last communication from one pilot was, why did you do that? Meaning turn off those switches. The other pilot replies, I didn't do that.
That's troubling to hear. There's no way you would accidentally hit those switches. I flew Boeing aircraft. I flew the 737 and the 767. I did not fly the Dreamliner, but Boeing kind of mechanizes their airplanes all the same way, as does Airbus, actually. And it takes a lot of effort to turn that switch off. It's spring-loaded to stay on. You have to pull the switch. It takes a lot of force to pull it before you can switch it off. And there's only really one emergency that I remember from flying Boeing aircrafts where you would shut that off, and that was in the very, very rare event of a dual-engine failure. One of the emergency procedures was to flip those switches off and immediately back on. Now, it doesn't sound like there was a dual engine failure that just happened from at least the reports that I've read. And so if those switches clicked off on their own, that is quite troubling.
Is it possible, though, Jesse? Because to your point, if there was a double engine failure that you would need to turn off those switches, we would have verbiage from the pilot saying, we have a mayday on takeoff, we need to kill the engines, right? You would say that.
You would have. I'm just thinking from my own perspective that if I'm on a takeoff roll and the airplane rotates and we take off and suddenly lose both engines, there's going to be a string of expletives that I can't say on the radio here that are probably going to be captured on that black box cockpit recording. It sounds like the transcript they released or the words that we're hearing is that they were completely unaware, like, hey, why did you do that? I didn't do that. Did you do that? It doesn't sound like there was anything intentional or even accidental done by the pilots here. But, you know, again, that's speculation on my part.
Well, and you're not, Jesse, any more than we are involved in this investigation. But the way I read this story, I hear suicide in this. Do you not hear that?
I don't hear that. I mean, that would have to – that is such, again, an intentional action. Both pilots are very focused on the throttle quadrant during the takeoff phase because you have to be ready to abort if there's some sort of emergency before you lift off. You're moving the throttles into different phases of the flight as you take off. And you would just notice that. I'm obviously just a fly on the wall. I'm just kind of speculating myself here. But I would notice if someone sitting next to me, my co-pilot, reached over and flipped those switches.
One second apart. Jesse, it said it happened 1 second apart. One of them flipped, and then 1 second later, the other one flipped. We don't know if that was internally or if someone flipped them. But to your point, it's right there in front of you. If a pilot intentionally flipped those, the co-pilot would have seen it. But again, he says, why did you do that? And so to me, that I read that either way. Why did you do that? I just watched you do it. And the guy says, I didn't. Or why did you do that? He missed it. And the other pilot says, I didn't, because he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel, how I want this outcome to come, because you know, being a pilot myself, I don't want it to be the pilot's fault as much as you know, I don't want it to be some reason that gives people kind of like a fear of flying due to the quality of pilots. But on the same token, I really don't want this to be another malfunction or another, you know, kind of a bad check in the block for Boeing. They've already had so much trouble that they're reeling from. But, you know, either way, this is just a horrifying outcome. Either way, it's not going to be a good outcome of whatever they determine is the cause of this.
Jesse, why not put these two buttons that I don't know if one controls the left engine, one controls the right, or if they control both, and maybe you can answer that in just a second, but why not put these controls on opposite sides of the cockpit, almost like with the nuclear codes?
Yeah, where for redundancy.
The pilot has to sign off, okay, I'm shutting down this engine. Do you agree? Yes, click. I'm going to shut down this engine, and I'm on the right side of the cockpit. Do you agree? Yes, click. And we shut them down. Why are they're right next to each other in the middle of the console?
That's a great question. First of all, there is a switch for each engine. The reason you would not want to have consent from both sides is because there are situations where you could imagine that someone was incapacitated. And also, in some of these emergencies, aircraft control becomes the primary concern. So one pilot is flying while the other pilot is working the switches, talking on the radio. And if a pilot is, as we say, kind of some pilot terminology here, you know, is a-holes and elbows, right? Like trying to fly the airplane. They're not going to have the ability to reach and move switches around. It's going to be all on the other pilot to do that. So that's kind of the best location to put those.
Did you just say a-holes and elbows?
Yes, I like it.
I did. I wasn't sure if I could say it on the radio. I didn't say the way I would actually say it. Okay.
You can.
You can say it for me.
You're fine.
I don't want to get you guys fined.
So let me ask you this, Jesse. Because we only have a 30-day preliminary report and not the full report, are multiple airlines today then checking on those Boeing switches just on the off chance this was not sabotage?
I mean, I'm sure they are, but until they get some sort of direction from some sort of authority, I don't think they're going to be mandated to do that. I don't know. I'm not a mechanic, so I don't even know what you could check to see how you could test and see if that's actually a possibility. I don't know how you, what we call op check, that stands for operational check, where you try to repeat a failure of something, you know. So if I'm flying an airplane and I have a problem with it, it's minor. We'll tell the mechanics when we get on the ground, and then they'll try to duplicate that exact problem before the flight goes again to see if they can kind of nail down what's causing this problem.
Jesse, what does it say to you, though, that 10 seconds after the switches were either flipped or I don't know what terminology to use, 10 seconds after the fuel line was shut off to the engines, they've, quote, flipped them back on, but by then it was too late. The airplane didn't get lift. So somebody tried to right the wrong.
Yes.
10 seconds later, what does that say to you?
That says to me that somebody in the cockpit obviously was thinking fast. I don't know if we'll be able to determine who it was that did that.
Yeah.
But that should have eventually would have restarted the engines. The problem is by this point, you know, they've been spooling down for 10 seconds. An engine does it. You guys have sat on airplanes before and you listen to the engine start. It doesn't just fire up like a car engine. It takes a little bit of momentum and a little bit of time to get that engine up to full speed, you know, just to idling speed, much less takeoff thrust. And they were just too low to the ground. There was not enough time after they flipped those switches for that to happen.
Commander Jesse Reed, right. Always appreciate your expertise and your time. Thank you for it.
Yeah, can I just say real quick, then on a lighthearted note, Dana, with that rug, I got to imagine that it being hotter than the surface of the sun here in Kansas City, that does not help with the smell.
My contractors won't even take it.
Do you want it?
But I'll make you a deal.
I don't think I'm going to do deals with you.
Nice. All right, Jesse, be good, buddy.
Yeah, Scott, you got to know every time somebody calls you and says you got to come over and smell this, that is not an invitation to come smell potpourri.
Goodbye. 913-586-7798.
Smell this, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.